KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a partly sunny sky. It's 74 degrees. We look for areas of fog to burn off and skies to be partly cloudy today, a high around 89. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen of the Check of Area and State News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. The Walnut City Council Thursday evening discussed and approved the first reading of an ordinance amending the city's code of ordinances with regard to water service, and that includes a $100 deposit and a $30 reconnect fee. The council waived the second and final readings and passed the ordinance as written. In other business, the Walnut City Council approved a one-year lease renewal for Family Incorporated with regard to space at the Walnut Community Center. And among the discussion items was property and city maintenance matters and the Walnut Sesquicentennial Celebration. The council approved Class B native wine permits for Mabel's Old Fashioned Rose and Be Restored in Walnut. Iowa 3rd District Democrat Representative Cindy Axne has announced a new grant amount to more than $1.4 million to repair pipes and storm sewers in Council Bluffs following damage from last year's flooding. During that flooding and severe storms, high groundwater in Council Bluffs caused multiple storm sewer failures, pipe damage, and sewer collapses. The grant, awarded by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, helps to fund the replacement of pipes and pavement at nine different sites in Council Bluffs. After securing $3 billion for Midwest flood recovery in last year's federal disaster bill, Representative Axne has been tracking funding provided to Iowa to help rebuild from last year's flooding with her Iowa Flood Funding Tracker. With the new grant, the tracker now details over $562 million in federal dollars spent in Iowa, including at least $80 million from FEMA. The Creston Police Department this morning reports two arrests and one incident of theft. Taken into custody Thursday for trespassing was 55-year-old Craig Allen Hauser, who was cited and then released on a promise to appear in court. And 61-year-old James Verrill Scott of Creston was arrested Thursday for OWI first offense. He was transferred to the Union County Jail and later released on $1,000 bond. On Wednesday, a woman from Orient reported to Creston police that her red 2009 Harley-Davidson FLHX motorcycle, valued at $18,000, was stolen from 1009 North Cherry Street in Creston. Theft happened sometime between 10:30 p.m. on June 30th and 1:30 p.m. on July 1st. Police in Red Oak report a man was arrested on drug and assault charges Thursday afternoon. 35-year-old Randon Daniel Phelps of Red Oak was arrested a little before 3 p.m. on charges that include domestic abuse, assault, first offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Phelps was being held without bond at the Montgomery County Jail, pending an appearance before the magistrate. A traffic stop at around 6 p.m. Thursday in Montgomery County resulted in the arrest of a man from Elliott. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports 42-year-old Anthony Dean Morris was taken into custody for driving under suspension. Morris was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on slightly more than $566 bond. A man from Carroll was arrested Wednesday morning on a Mills County warrant. 19-year-old Michael John William Lyons was taken into custody at the Carroll County Jail on a Mills County warrant for violation of probation. Lyons was being held in the Mills County Jail at last report on $5,000 bond. Well, there were no injuries, but damage amounted to $6,200 after a car struck a Casey's General Store Thursday morning in Red Oak. According to Red Oak police, at around 10:25 a.m., 61-year-old Rodney Parson of Red Oak was driving a 2005 Nissan Altima, and while attempting to park in front of the Casey's at 201 North Broadway, his foot slipped off the brake and onto the gas pedal. The result was the car jumping a curb and hitting the east side of the building, causing the wall to be pushed in about a foot and resulting in interior damage to the store as well. There were no citations issued. Several state agencies are getting together to try and put the brakes on some of the drivers in the state who've been taking advantage of reduced traffic on the roadways to push the speed limit. State Patrol spokesman Sergeant Alex Dinkler reports.
The big norm seems to be now, since the COVID hit, is that motorists feel that it's okay to drive well in excess of the speed limit. And so we want to make sure that we slow motorists down, because our ultimate goal is that we want to people to get to their destination safely and to save lives.
Sergeant Nicholas says this is more than drivers going some 5 or 6 miles above the speed limit.
People traveling 25 miles an hour or more over the speed limit, as well as 100 miles an hour or more over the speed limit. And each month since around March, we have seen those numbers just increase.
Dinkler says there may have been less traffic on the roadways, but there is still a danger with those high speeds.
When motorists travel that fast, they are not going to have the good reaction time should a motorist or a deer even pop out in front of them. And we've seen the number of 100-mile-an-hour or more citations increase to over 100 tickets each month since March that we've seen motorists getting ticketed for them traveling over the speed limit.
Dinkle says the drivers thought they were out there alone.
One of the number one things, the reasons that we were given from a lot of motorists that when they were stopped during the pandemic was they plain and simple thought that law enforcement was not out there actively stopping cars and initiating traffic stops. That's quite the contrary, because our officers, they are not able to work from home. They have to be out and enforcing these infractions.
The Iowa Department of Public Safety, Iowa State Patrol, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and the Iowa Department of Transportation are collaborating on tactics to help bring awareness to the issue and encourage personal responsibility in keeping Iowa's roadways safe in a public awareness campaign. Dinkle says finding your loved one was involved in a fatal accident is not something you want to hear.
Those fatality accidents also take a toll on officers and first responders that have to respond to those and see the things that they see.
He says officers will be on the roadways and looking for drivers who feel the need for excessive speed.
Not only for the 4th of July, but through the month of July, we're going to be actively out there trying to reduce this kind of what people think is the new norm and that they're able to speed. So we want to make sure that we get that message out there. It is not okay to drive well in excess of the speed limit. The speed limit is out there for your safety as well as other motorists' safety.
The data show the most common speeding violators are men between the ages of 14 and 29. The highest rate of noncompliance with posted speed limits occurred on a Saturday afternoon, and the patrol's data also reveals that 60% of the violators are from out of state. Well, public health officials in Mills County Thursday afternoon confirmed two new positive cases of COVID-19. The latest cases there deal with persons 61 to 80 years of age who contracted the virus through community spread. The two additions bring to 36 the number of confirmed cases in Mills County. Of those, 32 have recovered. The county reports also 1,957 people have been tested for COVID-19. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has signed a bill requiring women to wait 24 hours to get an abortion, law similar to one struck down by the Iowa Supreme Court 2 years ago. Reynolds signed the measure into law Monday as lawyers for Planned Parenthood of the Heartland and the state were wrapping up arguments before a state court judge must now decide whether to immediately halt its enforcement. Planned Parenthood claims the bill is unconstitutional in the way it was passed in the middle of the night and that it violates due process and equal protection rights of women who are seeking an abortion. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.